Payroll employment increased by a whopping 217,000 in May. Despite of that, unemployment rate was unchanged at 6.3%.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics released employment data showing an increase of 217,000 new payroll jobs in May. It should be noted that in May, for the first time, payroll employment exceeded its pre-recessionary level at 138.5 million. The national payroll numbers exceeded its January 2008 level by all of 98,000 jobs. Hooray! Employment level is now back where it was in more than 6 years ago. This is not the complete story. Despite 217,000 new additional payroll jobs, the total of unemployed also increased by 46,000, making unemployment rate stay pat at 6.3%, the same as in April. This is basically a function of definition of employment. Government's definition of employment is very broad. It is as if it was designed to underestimate total unemployment, which incidentally is not far from the truth. If you have done any work during the last week, you are considered employed. So a huge number of people who are normally considered as unemployed are counted as employed solely based on that definition. In May, we had 2.1 million people who are marginally attached to the labor force. These are people looking for a job, but not in the last 4 weeks. These people are not considered as unemployed, since we don't even count them as part of the labor force. Isn't creative accounting great? The interesting part of this game of definitions is that if all of the people in this category just looked for a job, not took one, just looked, they will all automatically become part of the labor force and thus considered as unemployed, raising the total number of unemployed to 12 million and the unemployment rate to 7.7%, a 1.4 percentage point increase in the rate without any change to anybody's employment or unemployment status. Now, let's hang on to that 12 million unemployed and look at more than 7 million individuals who are, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, involuntarily holding part-time jobs while looking for a full-time job. Many of them lost their full-time jobs during the recession and had to accept a part-time job to make ends meet. Since these people work, even if it is only a few hours a week, we don't count them as unemployed. So why are we using this last century definition of unemployment, which, as we observed with the May data, shows a constant unemployment rate even when the actual employment level has risen by a substantial 217,000 new jobs? The short answer is that no administration is willing to accept a definitional change for the unemployment rate, which will result in a huge increase in the numerical rate, making it appear as if a lot more people became unemployed during that administration's term. So we will continue to grossly undercount the total number of unemployed. The fact that we even have these supporting data so that we can estimate the real unemployment rate is due to decades of in-house and unpublished data collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics personnel. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.